Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. Jordan Cameron has really emerged and made a huge impact here on the team. And that trademark T is something we're really hoping to see a lot more of this season.
No doubt, because that means touchdown Browns.
Campbell takes the snap and bootlegs it out to the right and throws touchdown Jordan Cameron. What a great play.
I do the T for Tristan after I score, and it's just, you know, I think it's cool for him. It's kind of a reminder, and he's a big reason or a big part of my motivation for playing football. And, you know, he helps me out just talking to him. And I love how he doesn't really care about football. You know, I'm dad to him, and I think it's important. It keeps me in perspective on things. And having him kind of, you know, got things started. And I had to, you know, I got to provide for someone now. I got to be a role model. I got to do things right. And he's been the biggest blessing in my life, and I don't know what I would do without him.
Hey, you want this book? It's for you, man. No? You don't like this one? You need a boy's one? Let's find a boy's book.
Outside Berea, I do a lot for the community just because I know how important it is to give back, and I know how, you know, how much these kids look up to us. And I think it's very important to show that you care, you know, and it's and you have a you can positively impact these kids, and I think it's very important that, you know, we're good examples and role models for these kids.
That was a good job. Where'd you learn how to read? You're better than me.
I went to Brazil with Gary in the offseason, and it was a lot of same stuff we're doing here, just helping the community. You know, we did a football camp, and it was, I think, 3 days, and we got to go to an orphanage, and we did some with Samaritan's Feet, I believe, and we washed the kids, they washed the kids' feet at the orphanage and gave them shoes, and it was a very rewarding experience. And, you know, looking back at it, he does it every year, so hopefully I can, you know, tag along every year and be a part of it. But it was very special, and I was grateful for that opportunity.
Well, we want all of us in it, or just me, just sitting here?
I got you.
Awkward.
I have this poster I made for my son, and it says it's in his room. It's just work hard and be nice to people. It's really simple to say, like I said before, but it's one of those things. If you work hard and you're nice to people, you know, a lot of good things can happen. And, you know, it's being positive. It's hard, you know, but it's definitely one of those things I try to focus on every day, and it's trying to be a light in people's life and the best person you can be at all times. And I think that's the main thing.
What a humbling experience for Jordan to head to Brazil and help those children in need.
No question. Brazil's a place I definitely want to get to, and a place you need to get to is ClevelandBrowns.com to see our full interview with Pro Bowl tight end Jordan Cameron. Now, there's no denying it, folks. There is a buzz in the city of Cleveland as we get ready for this home opener, and it's a buzz we have not seen in this town in quite some time.
You're right, and we asked a few of you what you're looking forward to the most this season.
You know, I'm excited about the energy in Cleveland, Ohio, and the fans rallying around the amazing team that has been assembled together. And I believe the future ahead of us is the best and the brightest. Excited about it.
I'm just most excited about the energy and, you know, the new look. I believe we have a new look team and just the potential we have as a team.
I think we'll have one of the best defenses in the league, honestly. Top five, at least.
I'm most excited about the new players, the new coaching staff, and the new defense.
Yeah? Anything else?
Best new scoreboards.
I saw pictures of them. They look awesome. I heard they were sweet, but I want to see them.
Well, clearly next to winning, it's the stadium renovations that are at the top of everyone's list.
That's right. And we want to give you a sneak peek of what the game day experience is like at First Energy Stadium. But I have one favor. Turn up your television.
We'll be right back.
Wow, that just got me even more excited for Sunday. There's nothing like being in First Energy Stadium with all of the dog pound.
Sarah, I am AI all in. I got goosebumps. It's Goosebump City. I can't wait for Sunday to see the Browns take the field against the Saints. This is going to be one of the best home field advantages in the NFL with those renovations. Now, we'll be right back with an ICB exclusive with the newest dog on the field and an interview with the original top dog himself.